Know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Ah. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. President Ejelama suspends High Court Judge Emilia Sunkutu. ERB approves 1.36 billion kwacha energy sector investment. And in global news, Kenyan president apologizes to Tanzania over deportation row. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. President Hakainde Hichilema has, with immediate effect, suspended Justice Emilia Sunkutu as a judge of the High Court for Zambia. The move by the head of state follows recommendations contained in a report presented to him by the Judicial Complaints Commission. The suspension of Justice Sunkutu is an exercise of the powers vested in the president pursuant to Article 144, Subarticle 3 of the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia. This is according to a statement issued by State House Principal Private Secretary Bradford Majela. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 45 energy licenses and 10 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity, and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment pledge of 1.36 billion kwacha. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumba says the approvals granted during the ERB Licensing Committee meeting held on the 16th of May reflect sustained investor interest in Zambia's energy sector and highlight the country's favorable regulatory environment. Ms. Kasumpa says the approvals equally demonstrate the ERB's continued efforts to streamline approval processes, creating a conducive business environment that supports timely application reviews and efficient project implementation. She reveals that the approved licenses cover a broad range of energy-related activities, including renewable energy generating services, distribution, import and export of petroleum products, retail of liquefied petroleum gas, lubricant-related operations, and electricity trading. Ms. Kasumpa says the authorizations play a critical role in ensuring energy availability, improving operational efficiency, and expanding access to modern energy services and equipment across the country.
Among the construction permits approved, a notable key renewable energy infrastructure project includes phase 2 of a 100 megawatt solar PV power plant to be developed in 4 phases of 25, each in Chief Mailo's area in Kanona, Serenje district, valued at 27.5 million. To enhance petroleum logistics and infrastructure, the ERB also licensed 114 road tank vehicles and authorized the operation of 3 newly constructed service stations. The ERB remains committed to upholding its core values as it continues to effectively regulate the energy sector and promote a sustainable, reliable, and inclusive energy mix.
Political analyst Wisdom Muyunda has condemned the violent clashes that erupted between Tonse Alliance and UPND cadres in Lumezi District yesterday during the nomination process for candidates. Mr. Muyunda has stressed that leadership should be focused on exchanging ideas and offering alternatives, not resorting to violence. He has strongly denounced the altercations, emphasizing that it is unacceptable for political cadres to engage in physical confrontations, particularly during such critical moments as candidate nominations. Mr. Muyunda has urged all political parties involved in the election process to exercise restraint and avoid violence.
These top leaders of our political parties actually meet, dine, and laugh. And I see no reason why people on the ground should actually take it personal and actually shed blood for the sake of political office. A leader should not get to that level. And for me, we should actually make sure we adhere to the presidential core. President HH is not the president for only UPND, he's the Republican president.
Meanwhile, the Tuanse Alliance has vowed to retaliate if provoked by the UPND ahead of the Lumezi parliamentary by-election. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Tuanse Alliance National Youth Chairperson Celestine Mukandila says the alliance would not sit idly by when attacked, arguing that certain provocations require a reaction.
But we must warn our colleagues that the Patriotic Front and its alliance members in the Tuanse Alliance will not sit and watch such kind of provocation. Will not sit because there comes the point when you are provoked to the fullest extent that you also become reactionary. People need to know, the UPND have to know, that we are capable of defending ourselves, but we must not be violent in these nations.
Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Gabriel Pollen has described the recently concluded Sustainable Infrastructure Development Symposium of South Africa 2025 as insightful. Speaking in Cape Town yesterday, Dr. Pollen said the knowledge sharing, networking and professional growth gained will significantly contribute to transforming how African countries manage local government if the continent is to achieve meaningful infrastructure development. He noted that the symposium provided a vital platform for public and private sector leaders, policymakers, financiers, and infrastructure experts to develop strategies for infrastructure-led growth and sustainable development across Africa. Dr. Pollen said some of the best practices across the continent align with his ministry's policy of promoting a decentralized and effective local governance system facilitated by the delivery of quality municipal services to support sustainable socio-economic development. And Zambia's acting High Commissioner to South Africa, Ms. Inonge Mwenya, said the symposium was an important conference aimed at fostering regional cooperation in areas such as municipal development and best practices in that regard. This is contained in a statement issued by First Secretary Press and Public Relations at Zambia's High Commission in South Africa, Tamara Nyirenda. In global news, Kenya's President William Ruto has publicly apologized to Tanzania following days of tension between the neighboring countries. Some Kenyans on social media have been targeting Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan following the recent detention and deportation of prominent East African activists. Angry Tanzanian MPs on Monday accused Kenyans of cyberbullying and disrespecting Tanzanian sovereignty and meddling in domestic affairs. Excuse me. The BBC reports on other global stories.
The Israeli military says it's hit Sana'a International Airport in Yemen in response to recent missile attacks by the Houthi group. It said the strike destroyed the Houthis' only remaining military plane that had returned to service last week after repairs. President Zelensky has warned that Russia is gathering 50,000 troops across the border from the Ukrainian city of Sumy. It's the latest sign that the Kremlin may be preparing a summer offensive, making use of hotter weather and drier ground, which allows tanks to advance more quickly. The Czech government has blamed Chinese hackers for a cyber attack that's targeted its foreign ministry for the last 3 years. The foreign minister said he'd summoned China's ambassador to complain.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We'll now take a break.
At Phoenix FM, your voice matters. We're always looking for ways to improve your listening experience. And now it's your turn to help shape the future of your favorite station. Take part in our quick listener and news survey and tell us what you love, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can serve you better. To get the link, just WhatsApp the word survey to 0978-895-895. That's survey to 0978-895-895. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback makes a big difference. Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
And now the business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has suspended the supply of non-compliant packaged drinking water brands in Ndola and Kitwe towns on the Copperbelt province. Zixa manager, communications and public relations, Brian Hachoga, says the agency has restricted 113 cases of packaged water valued at 7,400.